Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. 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 Over the weekend, I couldn't make my friend's son's first birthday party on Saturday afternoon. So inspired by TV and film awards where they record a video if they can't be there in person, I used modern technology to do just that. I recorded a very short birthday video message on my phone and sent it to the mother. It seemed to work quite nicely. They were pleased with it and thought it was a nice gesture. So that is now my new plan for anything that I can't attend. I'll just send a simple video message from my phone. So at least I have, you know, a slight presence at these places, meaning there really is no escape from me now. Even if I can't actually physically be there, I could still be there in video. Did you see Strictly Come Dancing over the weekend? Got a bit feisty on Saturday, didn't it? With dancer James Jordan having a bit of an ongoing row with the judges. Dancers are clearly getting a bit tougher. He was kind of like a cross between Billy Elliot and Billy Elliot's dad from the film, I thought. Quite scary in patches, to be honest. I'm sure they've all, well, shook hands and made up now. I do like Harry and Aliona. They're my favourites, mainly because she is my favourite one of professional dancers. I don't know why, I just sort of taken to her most. And fair play to the band they have and the singers. They are amazing. The different range of songs they have to play and sing is brilliant, and they do it perfectly. Rory Bremner and Erin went last night. They were in the bottom two along with Anton and Nancy, but they survived for another week, much to everyone's surprise, including Anton's, to be fair. His face is a picture when he finds he has to dance another week with Nancy. Mix 96. I sat through the whole of The X Factor on Saturday night. Did you see it? And I'm not sure I saw anyone I actually thought could win it and be successful just yet. And I'm not saying the advert breaks are long, but I managed to do the whole of my washing up for the entire evening during just one of those. The Apprentice with Alan Sugar back on TV tonight, where the team's given the challenge of running a laundrette. I wonder if Nick Kamen will make an appearance tonight. Mix 96, Katy Perry with Firework. Now, I'm a hugely optimistic person, but I really don't think this town have got much of a chance. A Manchester suburb is hoping to be twinned with Paris after launching its own version of the French capital's most famous landmark. Harbour Hay, once named the most deprived neighbourhood in Britain, has renamed a 100-year-old chimney as the, and wait for it, the Eiffel Tower. The mayor of Paris has even been invited to the official opening of the Eiffel Tower. Surely you just can't build a bad replica of an iconic building and then try and twin yourself with that town. Mix 96, Snow Patrol Chasing Cars and Genesis Invisible Touch before that. I'm Neil Quigley. This is what makes social networking great for me. A friend of mine put on Facebook last night that she was sitting at the next table to TV dragon Peter Jones while she was having dinner in a pub in Windsor. From her putting that on her Facebook page, people added details about where he went to school, people that know each other and have links to him, and even what type of dog he has and where he got it from as well. It's a Great Dane, apparently, if you're interested. I love that. If you're nosy like me, it's brilliant. Just from that one little comment on Facebook, we get like a profile of this bloke who was minding his own business and just having a quiet drink with a few mates. Now, I was lucky and privileged enough to be given a private showing at the cinema of the new Jersey Boys film yesterday. I'm a massive fan of West End musicals, but I'd never seen the Jersey Boys, one of the few I've not seen. So I was really keen to see the film. It was brilliant, I thought. The music at the Four Seasons is fantastic, and I was surprised with the backstory of the band, all the individual members, what they went through, and it really does tell the story of showbiz, the highs, the lows, and highlights some of the problems that Frankie Valli went through in his life, which I had no idea about. One thing I did like about the film was the fact that Frankie Valli actually plays his own dad in the film. I like that. It was a nice touch. Directed by Clint Eastwood as well, and not the normal sort of Clint Eastwood film, although it is quite gritty, it is quite dirty in places in some of the subject matter, but ultimately it's a feel-good and successful happy ending story. Well worth a look if you get a chance, and if you love the music of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, do go and see Jersey Boys. It's a great piece of cinema, great film. Ivel FM, that's Nickelback and Rockstar. Very pleased to welcome my special guest into the studio this morning. Good morning, John Nettles.
Good morning to you.
How the devil are we?
Exceedingly well, and all for the better being here.
That's good to hear. Now, you're currently filming, quite literally currently filming, a brand new television series, which we'll come on to. We'll talk about that later this hour, but I want to talk about you, firstly, this hour, if that's okay. I didn't realise this. You're a West Country boy.
I come from St Austell in Cornwall, the attractive part of Cornwall, of course.
That's been great growing up around there.
It was wonderful. In fact, I had, the idyllic childhood. I spent the rest of my life trying to get back there. I was so happy, you know.
Please welcome a member of an American band who the English have taken to their hearts with 2 million-plus selling albums and 3 Brit Awards under their belts. They're back with their first material for 3 years. Has it really been that long? From the Scissor Sisters, it's Animatronic. Hello.
Hello.
How are we?
I'm very well and very happy to be back in England.
Like all great stories, it wasn't instant success. It took a lot of hard work. But what was the moment you really felt the Scissor Sisters actually arrived as a band?
That would be 2004 Glastonbury, when our album first went number one. We had an amazing show at Glastonbury, and it really, we had never played to a crowd that size before. And having that effect and seeing just all those thousands and thousands of people just go mental as they did, it was so overwhelming. And then to go away, have a great weekend. We had an amazing weekend that weekend. We spent all weekend at the festival. And then when the midweek charts came out the next week, we were number one. And they said, oh, your record's going to go number one. And I just thought it was so crazy because it had been out for 6 months.
My guest tonight then is a comedian, a writer, a TV presenter, and a man who could probably tell you where to get some decent home and car insurance. Jason Manford, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, how are you?
Not too bad at all.
You're coming to Yeovil later this month as part of your stand-up show. We'll come on to that in just a second. There's lots to talk about with your career, but I want to start sort of right at the beginning and how you actually got into comedy and ended up doing your first gig, because that's, if this is true, it's quite, you know, almost a romantic story in many ways. Could you explain
for us? Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, it is true. I used to work in a pub and it also had a comedy night running, and I sort of used to watch every week. I was only 17. I used to watch every week, and then one night, I mean, it happened a couple of times, but particularly this night, about sort of 3 or 4 of the acts hadn't turned up. They were coming up from London and had not made it, and the promoter was panicking a bit, and I sort of thought, I might have a go at it. And that was it. I had a go, got up on stage, and it sort of went well. And that was, 10 years ago? So it was from there, really.
Yeovil's very own actress, Sarah Parrish. Morning, Sarah.
Hi, Blue Eyes. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Just looking through your bio, and I obviously know a lot about you. I know all the most of shows you're in. The one thing I didn't know, though, that you were one of the Boddington girls.
I was. I was one of the original Boddington's adverts. You remember the first one was, it looked like it was face cream.
Yes.
The second one looked like a Cornetto advert, and the third one looked like a suntan lotion advert. And that was me. The catch line was, give us another rubdown without chip fat.
Who could forget that? One quick question on that. Do you actually like beer? Do you drink beer?
Gosh, I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
You can. No, you can, because Peter Kay advertised John Smith for years. He doesn't drink. He's teetotal. So if you don't, you can say that.
Well,
fine.
I do. I mean, I like a good drink like the rest of us. But Boddington's, I used to like Boddington's, but they got me to drink. I drank about 84 pints of Boddington's while I was recording that advert. It was in Miami.
What a job.
I know, you'd have loved it, wouldn't you?
Yes.
I was on a beach. It was absolutely boiling hot. And the client insisted that I drink the real thing. They always do, because it has to look absolutely perfect. And we did. We must have done about 60 takes. I was absolutely plastered by the end of the filming.
Were you purposely making mistakes by the end, thinking,
yeah,
oh, let's get some more beer in? It's Ivel FM live at Wembley. This big, big game for Yeovil Town. 90 minutes away from the chance of Championship football. Not long ago, they were a non-league side, played at the conference. When Terry Skiverton joined the club, that's what they were. Now they're on the verge of Championship football. The key thing, as you said, is you really got to be attacking your own fans in the second half, don't you, really? And the thing we've played at Wembley, the usual crowd, is unfortunately not many teams get there that often to actually have a favourite way of kicking at Wembley. So I don't think it makes a huge amount of difference. They're just sort of doing the toss. Now Nathan Jones, captain for the day, of course. Club captain Terry Skiverton is on the bench. Just a quick word on the Yeovil Town lineup. Looks like we have called it right, because sometimes Russell Slade does go 4-3-3. It is 4-4-2 with Lee Morris and Marcus Stewart up front, and Aaron Davis and Wayne Gray on the flanks in midfield.